Public Spending Minister Michael McGrath told the Dáil last night that the controversial levy on concrete blocks is under review. Both the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael parliamentary parties have heard complaints about this budget measure from TDs and senators. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham can tell us more about these and other developments. So under review, Paul, does that mean beginning to be on the way out?
No, I don't think so. I think that there had been a meeting of Fianna Fáil TDs earlier on in the week, and one of the messages emerged was that the block levy was dead, that there was opposition to it. But when I spoke to members within the wider Fianna Fáil party, that wasn't the case. At the Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting, which is private, but messages do emanate from it, and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar espousing the principle once again that given MICA was going to cost a couple of billion, given that there was defects in apartments going to cost billions more, the principle was that the sector was going to have to pay, and to that extent the levy is still very much alive. It was announced in the budget, but it's codified in what's known as the finance bill. That's going to be finalised next week. Leo Varadkar saying Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue still had some work to do on it. So amended, maybe, dead, definitely not.
All right, and we'll see what they bring forward in the Finance Act, because, as you say, that's going to flesh out the detail on that one. Mark McSharry returning to Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, last week it had been proposed by Barry Cowan that he would return, but we learned that the Taoiseach Micheál Martin wanted to have a word. You might remember that when Mark McSharry left the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party last September, he said basically that it was operating like a totalitarian regime in which backbenchers were being isolated. Mark McSharry hasn't spoken yet, so we don't know what's changed for him that would make him want to return. We do know that Micheál Martin had a word with him and that Jack Chambers is going to propose that he be readmitted next week. So one to watch. I think to a certain extent people are looking at Micheál Martin as he's going to make that move from Taoiseach to Taoiseach. Next week there are some in the party who believe shortly after that he has to give some indication. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? What's he going to do? So it's very interesting that Mark McSharry was rejoined the party at this time. Worth saying, A, he never left Fianna Fáil. 2, he was at the Ardesh. And 3, doesn't seem that he's changed his views on how things are going.
All right. But interesting in, as well, in the light of the tight numbers for the government and the Dáil, to have one of the Fianna Fáil, former Fianna Fáil parliamentary party members return to
but
the
But he did vote with them in most votes. Yeah. So, yeah.
RTE Virgin Media and the BAI, are they being called before an IRCTHIS committee?
Yeah, and another little private meeting where there was discussions going on, where we learned that some from the Fine Gael side were hoping that Dee Forbes would come in before the committee, or they wanted to invite her.
She's
to
the Director General of RTE.
Exactly, to discuss why it was the case that Shane Ross had a recorded interview which then wasn't used in connection with his book on the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. And we believe that there were discussions and different views in the parties, with some Sinn Féin members feeling that Ms Forbes didn't have to be called in. Eventually the compromise was that a wider subject matter was going to be discussed, and more people were going to be invited in, including members from Virgin Media as well. So that looks as if it's slated, and we wait now to see when a date is put on it.
All right. And another issue that's arisen, the Taoiseach's comments on the referendum on the position of women in the home.
Yes, he said that was something he wanted to do urgently. It's a referendum that he wants to have, but he had a couple of points. One, he felt that it wasn't just as simple as removing this from the constitution, because he felt that the position of carers was very important. Secondly, he said that he felt when there was a consensus on a referendum in political party terms, that was dangerous, and he needed to ensure that it wasn't going to effectively lead to a bad debate. But he reiterated his view that this was something that was going to happen, and he was going to work to try and achieve it.
All right, we leave it there. Thank you for filling us in on all of that. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.